The AIG factor and the ailing economy have put a damper on business travel across the nation and in Wisconsin. As some companies cut back during the recession, the insurance giant AIG gave executive bonuses after taking government bailout money. The backlash prompted corporations to be keenly aware of their expenditures. This, along with the poor economy, has meant less money spent at hotels, convention centers, and restaurants, says Tourism Secretary Kelly Trumbull.
Like the rest of the nation, we've got ground to make up on rebuilding the meetings and convention business. And so we're turning first to our in-state companies to help with that.
This spring, the Department of Commerce, along with tourism, started a campaign aimed at the CEOs from 100 of Wisconsin's largest companies, urging them to hold meetings in-state and face-to-face instead of teleconferencing. Trumbull cites research from the Oxford Economic Study to show why this might pay off.
The study found that for every $1 invested in business travel to have that face-to-face meeting, companies realized $12.50 in incremental revenue returning to the company.
Trumbull says fall is traditionally a busy time for company meetings, and the campaign aims to at least make up what was lost during the recession. Tourism figures show the revenue from meetings and conventions in Wisconsin dropped from $1.4 billion in 2008 to $1.2 billion last year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.